Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with Javon Shuck, who is the stage manager for Phantom of the Opera here at Kennedy Center. Javon, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Take me into how did your role with this get started? Have you been doing the national tour all across the country?
I've been with the show about a year and 6 months now, okay. So still the new guy, sort of, on a show like this one.
It's weird. You've been there a year and change, and you're still the new one, but
absolutely.
I guess that's theater. Okay, cool. Take me into, I was just talking about it with the Christine of the show, but I know there's some things that are a little changed up from Phantom's past, like the staircase has been changed, so we're all curious, how does the Phantom make his grand entrance in Act 2 at the masquerade ball, yeah. Tease it without giving it away.
Well, we have an all-new scenic design, new lighting design, new sound design. We've taken advantage of all the technological advances in the last 25 years. We held on to those iconic costumes by Maria Bjornsson. She won a Tony Award for that design, and they've just become sort of a part of the show. So we held on to those iconic costumes, but reimagined everything else. Our set features a one-ton chandelier with more than 6,000 beads. It has as much choreography as some of our ballerinas do. It's still one of the stars of the show. We also have 2 10-ton revolving walls on stage that sort of become the scenery for everything, from the Phantom's descent to the lair. And it's sort of, they're sort of cinematic in the way they work. They can wipe away a scene and reveal a new thing. So the show moves along a little faster, scenically, than it used to. But all of that stuff's been redesigned and crammed into 16 trucks to travel around the country. So it's quite an operation to move us around.
And you're managing all of this somehow. How are you not exhausted? The chandelier alone would, break your back.
Yeah, that's true. A one-ton chandelier sure would.
Take us into the chandelier even more.
Sure.
This thing is going to be a wonder to behold if you're,
is. So. It sure is. Like I said, it contains 6,000 beads, weighs more than 1 ton. It has pyrotechnic effects, fireworks effects on board. It has smoke and haze and sound, motion effects. It behaves differently than the original chandelier. It has some different tricks up its sleeve. So if you've seen the show before, our chandelier will surprise you a little bit, I hope. But it's quite a thing to haul around the country with us.
Yeah.
She can be a little temperamental, as you might imagine.
I like how we're talking. It's she.
Oh yeah, she's a character. She's a character in the show. One of the stars of the show. That's for sure.
That's so cool. Take me into the costumes. Yeah, you mentioned it briefly, but you said they're the original Tony-winning costumes.
Yes.
Was the idea with that it won the Tony. Let's not mess with perfection.
Don't mess with success. Yeah, that's certainly true. We travel more than 1,000 costumes. The women in our show have it a lot worse than the men. Some of the women wear 40 pounds of costumes, and they quick change in and out of those. So if you want to be Christine or Carlotta, you better be an athlete, and you better have an athlete for a dresser.
Yeah.
Because some of those
or at least an athletic supporter.
So some of those costume changes, like I said, are as fast as 20 seconds backstage. We're whipping Christine in and out of 40-pound dresses. It's as choreographed as what you see on stage, everything that we're doing backstage. We travel more than 1,000 costumes, more than 100 wigs and hair pieces. So the amount of maintenance that goes into all of that. There's one person downstairs every night doing nothing but laundry, and another person doing nothing but repairs to make sure the show looks tip-top from night to night.
Yeah. How much rehearsals goes into this before the tour started, and what was your sort of role in that? Because I imagine once the tour is off and running, those are your rehearsals, doing it every night, right?
We're rehearsing all the time. There's always somebody new coming into the show, or in the case of Julia, coming back to the show, which is a great treat. She didn't have as much rehearsal as some other people.
Yeah. She knew what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing, that's true. But a new person to the show will get about a month of rehearsal. We're lucky here at the Kennedy Center, there are studios right on site, so we're rehearsing some new members of our corps de ballet actually right now. So there's always something to be rehearsing, and then understudies that need to be brushed up, and then somebody will come and visit us, from the creative staff, and they'll have a rehearsal. So it's pretty constant, the rehearsal, but a new person, like I said, gets about a month. And it'll take about that long to get their costumes ready, too. They'll have a fitting in New York before they come to us, and another fitting once they get here. And then again for their wigs and hair pieces. So it's quite extensive when somebody new comes into the show.
Now you're stage manager, but take me into who's the director and what's working with him.
Lawrence Connor is our director. He most recently actually directed School of Rock on Broadway.
Beautiful.
So he and Andrew Lloyd Webber have quite a relationship.
Andrew Lloyd Webber did that too.
Sure did. Lawrence is a great guy. And then Seth, our associate, is here all the time. And we also have a resident director who travels with the show and sort of keeps it in shape from night to night. So there's quite a creative team behind us all the time.
Yeah, I'd say. What about, you've broken this down and set it up in many cities. Why is it special to do it at the Kennedy Center?
Oh, well, the Kennedy Center is just a special place to do the show, and it shows off our show so well in the Opera House. It's a real jewel box in there.
It's like the opera. Exactly. You were in an opera house.
Phantom of the Opera in an opera house. And also, they've got one of the best crews in the business here. It takes us about 26 hours to load the show in over 2.5 days. When it's time to leave, it'll take us about 12 hours to get back out the door. So when you're working with guys like they have here at the Kennedy Center, it's a real treat. It all goes a lot faster. And also, they've got all the support space. We've got all the room we could possibly want here. Yeah. Everybody's got their office in the dressing room, and no one is on top of each other. It's a nice place to spend the summer, that's for sure.
Perfect. Well, we're excited to spend the summer here watching you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.